In this interview, I'm speaking with Mike Bowman with the 25 by 25 Alliance.
Yes, we're a national alliance, agriculturally led, with the vision of having 25% of the U.S. total energy consumption coming from America's working lands, our farms, ranches, and forests, by the year 2025.
Tell us a little bit about how the makeup of who makes up 25 by 25.
Well, we are really just an alliance that has been shepherded by a national steering committee of volunteers for the last couple of years as we've gone about building our alliance and building our organizational capacity as an alliance to bring the voices together. And so that's what we are. We're a bunch of volunteers. We do have a few staffers right now that are helping us as we say, creating our own weather right now with an agriculture as we're becoming nationally known, and as our advances in Congress move forward and as our state alliance teams are built, we're getting a lot of recognition now, and the resultant needs for help is commensurate with that.
What do you see as the mechanism or way that you're going to achieve this objective?
We're at that phase right now. We're going to be having our first of what will be more than one strategic planning, implementation planning meeting, be held in Washington, D.C. this week. And we have invited all of our endorsing agencies to come to D.C. and tell us what they think ought to be included in the implementation. How do we get there? What's it going to take? And we'll try to bring all of those ideas out and formulate a plan on moving it forward.
But when you mention organizations that endorse what 25 by 25 is doing, can you give me some examples of what some of those organizations would be?
As I said earlier, we're agriculturally led. So we started out with the American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, National Corn Growers Association, National Wheat Growers Association, National Sorghum Growers, the Milk Federation. We got a broad stroke of agriculture first and in the first round. We have since been endorsed now by a number of non-agricultural entities, but certainly those who feel that we have common interests in seeing this goal achieved, such as the National Resources Defense Council, Environmental Defense, the National Education Association, just as of last week, the three CEOs of the big three automakers, just to name a few. So we have a wide variety of interests that want to see us to be successful.
I think it's interesting to see how this issue of renewable energy, which has become such a big hot topic in America, is bringing people from a variety of different areas together that might not otherwise play well.
Well, I think what's going on the national level is something that was what happened very similar in Colorado when we passed our renewable portfolio standard 2 years ago, whereby agriculture and the environmental community in Colorado really went arm in arm and realized that with their collective constituencies, they were a powerhouse, and it made it possible for them to overcome some very tough odds. So riding our base, extending our hand, finding these partnerships, I believe is going to help us achieve the goals.
You're on the state alliance team. What does that mean?
I am in charge of building capacity within each state to help us continue the momentum of 25 by 25. I also serve on the National Steering Committee, which is our broad stroke in the first couple of years. But we understand that our long-term success is going to be building the leadership and the capacity within each state. And so we go in and build an alliance that is always at the core agriculture. But then those teams reach out and they go out to the environmental community, the religious community, the hook and bullet crowd, and we want something that's going to withstand the forces of time, the changes in political landscape, and we at the very root of this needs to be grassroots. That's whether we're talking about energy policy or anything else. If it's a grassroots campaign, and it's that's going to be where our long term success will lie.
Well, you mentioned agriculture being the core of this effort. In what ways is what 25 by 25 is trying to accomplish going to benefit those agricultural constituents?
From my perspective, you know, I see this as a message of hope for rural America. Every community has a significant resource of some kind. It might be wind. It might be the ability to produce ethanol. It might be solar. It might be a biomass. And what we want to do is find ways for these communities to have the opportunity to play in an energy future. We believe that we're in a transitional phase, and if we can get proactive, that agriculture can help redefine itself as to what it's going to look like in the future. What we want is a strong and vibrant rural America, and that's what we hope to deliver.
Well, when you're talking about renewable forms of energy, you mentioned a couple of different ones. You're not really focused just on one particular type of energy then?
No. We actually are supportive of the entire range of it. Right now, there's a lot of talk about biofuels, but we are absolutely focused on the entire range of renewables. Anything that can come off of farms, ranches, and forests, the working lands of the United States, and which will be those likely technologies and products we have today, and probably likely some that we have yet to discover.
What can you say about what 25 by 25 is trying to do legislatively? You know, not having gone through all your strategic implementation sessions yet, but what kind of ways are you working in terms of trying to approach a legislative solution to some of these challenges?
Well, it's really twofold right now. What will come out of the strategic implementation planning process, at least round one this week, will be what we hope is an extensive list of ideas. We will have a room full of endorsing entities from agriculture and non-agriculture who will all have specific ideas. In addition to that, we have a concurrent resolutions in Congress right now that were submitted on June 7th of this year, calling on Congress to enact 25 by 25 as the national energy strategy of the United States. Right now, we're focused on that involvement by Congress and that buy-in from congressmen, and that's going very well. It's intended to put the focus of Congress onto what we believe that vision or goal is, and that we can work collaboratively with ourselves and the endorsing entities to find out how we get there.
Where does the funding come from to do this kind of work?
We are a part of the Energy Future Coalition, and those are our funders predominantly. And because we've been a volunteer organization to date, we're not trying to build an organization. We're just an alliance that's being supported by the Energy Future Coalition, and they've been great, great partners for us.
For somebody that wants more information, where do they need to go to find out more information about 25 by 25?
We can go to our website at www.25x25.org, and you'll find all our information there. It's updated daily, a great website, lots of good information, and I encourage you to go there.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know about 25 by 25 we didn't touch on in this interview right now?
Well, we've really put a lot of focus on endorsements, and clearly if they're an organization that have not endorsed us yet, that's something you can do easily online. You can also online, then you can sign up for our weekly newsletter. Our challenge is going to be the educational aspects of, you know, what is 25 by 25 and how can we deliver that message out to those within the agricultural community. We'd be very anxious to have anybody who is not a part of our coalition right now in our alliance to, you know, please sign up, to please help us get the word out, because we believe that a strong and united agricultural voice will make a difference.
Thank you very much. That's Mike Bowman with the State Alliance team for the 25 by 25 Coalition. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.